Hello and welcome to our podcast for English and Music. My name is Elias and I want to present you together with my colleague Larin our newest episode of our podcast. In this podcast we will talk about the requirements of a professional gamer, also called eSportler. If you don't know this job, stay tuned. It is more than just playing computer or being good in a game. Trust us.
So, let's talk about the table of contents. At the beginning we will have some information about the job as an eSportler. Then we will have an interview with a very known eSportler. Yes, and at the end we will have a summary of all the information you got. An eSport player is someone who plays video games competitively and professionally. They spend many hours each day playing and practicing video games to get very good at them. eSport players take part in competitions called tournaments, where they can play against other top players. These tournaments can be online or in big arenas with many fans watching. Many eSport games are team-based, so players work closely with their teammates to win matches. They practice a lot, just like athletes do in traditional sports, to improve their skills and learn new strategies. Additionally, they watch videos of the games to see what they did well and what they can do better next time.
Being an eSports player is a real job. Players can win a lot of money from tournaments, get paid by their teams to play for them and make money by streaming their games online on platforms like Twitch and YouTube. Just like in traditional sports, eSports players often belong to teams and have coaches who help them improve. Millions of people watch eSports tournaments online and in person, and top players can become very famous. Similar to athletes in other sports, players can practice every day to stay in top form and work hard to improve their game skills and teamwork.
After they stop competing, many players become coaches, streamers, or work in the gaming industry, offering long team career opportunities. In summary, an eSport player is someone who plays video games at a very high level, competes in tournaments, and can make money from playing games. It's a real job with teams, coaches, fans, and a lot of practice, just like traditional sports.
Have an interview with a professional eSport player. His name is Laurin and he will answer us some questions about his life as a professional Fortnite eSport player. I will ask him some great questions about his journey, training and more. Let's dive right in. So to start, why did you choose eSports?
I choose eSports because I've always loved playing video games. Playing competitively just fit the natural next step for me. It's a passion that turned into a career.
Okay, which game do you like to play the most?
Yes, I love playing Fortnite. It's exciting and requires a lot of strategy and teamwork.
Okay, how do you prepare for tournaments?
I have a strict training routine. I practice for several hours a day, review game footage and make sure I get enough rest.
Okay, what role does teamwork and communication play in your team?
Yes, teamwork and communication are everything. We consistently talk during games to coordinate our moves and strategies.
Alright, how do you deal with defeats?
Defeats are tough, but I learn from them. I analyze what went wrong and focus on improving for the next match.
Okay, what are your goals in eSports?
My goals are to win major tournaments and to keep improving as a player. I also want to inspire new players.
Okay, what technical equipment do you
use? I use a high-end gaming PC, a mechanical keyboard, a gaming mouse and a high refresh rate monitor. Good equipment makes a big difference.
Okay, nice. How do you keep yourself physically
fit? Yes, I work out regularly and eat healthy. Staying fit helps me stay focused and perform better in games.
Okay, what tips do you have for aspiring eSports players?
Yes, practice a lot, stay dedicated and always try to learn from your games. Also find a good team to play with.
Okay, what are your favorite moments in your eSport career?
Winning my first big tournament was amazing. Also meeting fans at events is always special.
Okay, how important is mental preparation before a tournament for you?
It's very important. I meditate and visualize my gameplay to stay calm and focused.
Okay, what tactics and strategies do you use in certain game situations?
It depends on the game, but I always try to anticipate my opponent's moves.
Okay, how important is collaboration with your teammates?
Yes, I would say collaboration is key. We practice together a lot and trust each other's decisions during the game.
Okay, what tournaments or championships are next on your schedule?
We have a big tournament upcoming next month. We're training hard for it.
Okay, how do you deal with the constant evolution of games and meta changes?
Yes, I stay updated with patch notes and practice new strategies. I would say flexibility is important.
What role does the audience play for you?
The audience is very motivating. Their support means a lot and it drives me to perform better in cups and in the games I'm playing.
Okay, do you have any rituals or lucky charms before important matches?
Yes, I always listen to my favorite song before I'm playing, and yes, that keeps motivating me.
Yes, what does a typical training day look like for you?
Yes, I start with a warm-up, then practice for several hours, take breaks and review my gameplay.
Okay, what skills do you think are the most important for a successful esports player?
Good reflexes, good communication and strong teamwork.
That was the interview. Thanks so much for joining us and sharing your insights.
Thank you. It was a pleasure being here. And that's it for today's episode about the exciting career of an esports player. We've talked about the skills and passion needed to success in this fast-growing field. From hard training to thrilling competitions, it's clear that being an esports player is not just about playing games. It's about working hard and using strategies to be the best.
Okay, thank you for joining us today. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and share it with your friends. Stay tuned for more episodes where we explore exciting careers and stories in the world of gaming and beyond.